Well, Japan has been in the news lately because of the earthquake and the nuclear thing. There's a story about World War II that some of you may know, and I'll bet many of you do not know. Very unusual faith occurrence that happened there. When the atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, that town was, I believe it still is, the most Catholic city in Japan. The missionaries arrived there first. And there was a group of German missionaries that were in Nagasaki at the time of when this bomb occurred. There were about 8 of them. Oh, I just killed a plant. I did that last night also. You know, what's very interesting about it is that they had they lived in a home. It was a German religious community, including a number of Catholic priests, and they had a chapel next door to it. So when the bomb went off, they were about 1 mile from the epicenter. And everything was destroyed around them. Their own home and chapel were also destroyed, but they themselves not only survived, but as the years progressed, they did not develop any radiation poisoning whatsoever. The only people of that area to thus be spared. Now, over the years, it's probably not a story you've heard much about, but I can tell you, if you do some research on it, it's a little easier these days with the internet. There's been a raging debate for the last 60 years as to why this happened. The fact that it happened is indisputable. This is not a myth or some kind of a trumped up story. One of the priests, I think they've all passed away now, this was 60 years ago, but one of the priests said he was interviewed at least 200 times by medical and scientific professionals because obviously they wanted to know what it was that protected them, thought it might be something unknown to science. It is unknown to science. Nobody can figure out why this happened, except the priests. They believe they know why they were protected. They were praying the rosary. That doesn't sound very scientific, does it? They were dedicated to Our Lady of Fatima, and they claim that that was what protected them. Now, this obviously is not a very this kind of an explanation wouldn't go well with a medical or scientific professional. They'd be digging around trying to find the real answer. But after 60 years, nobody has found the answer, and it remains an enigma and a sign. And I doubt if they'll ever find the real answer to that as to what particular mechanism protected them. It's one of those things in life that to me, when I hear that, I think, well, of course, I believe that there is a supernatural world. It is as real as this one. This is why I became a priest. I'm absolutely convinced that it exists. When it manifests itself in this world, I often recognize it because I know it's there. And my faith tells me that these things exist. But there are others whose worldview tells them there is no such thing as angels, our Lord Jesus Christ existed, but everything else is a myth. There are no such things as miracles, so to speak. God does not exist or does not intervene in the world. It can't be true. Therefore, it doesn't fit my worldview. Therefore, it isn't true. Therefore, I'm not even going to go there. And they set it aside. This is part of God's will. God gives each of us a choice in this world, how we're going to react to the world around us. I read a lot of scientific magazines, not quite as many as I used to because I'm too busy. I used to get Scientific American. I only understand half of what's in there, you know. But even when articles are written by atheists, I look at their conclusions and I think, this shows the glory of God, what they're discovering and learning. And sometimes the author themselves don't see it. It all depends on your perspective. We see in today's gospel, it's a very interesting gospel. You know, Mary Magdalene had probably seen quite a few miracles, and the other Mary, who is nameless, this could Mary of Clopas or Mary, the one that was the sister of Lazarus and Martha. We don't know what Mary this is. It's not Mary, the mother of God. And there's a big earthquake, and you can just imagine how dramatic this is.
And an angel of the Lord descends from heaven right in front of them, rolls back the stone. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes as white as snow. Sounds like the transfiguration. The guards were shaken and became like dead men. What would you do? I wouldn't be alive after the second line. The women are watching this.
And what does the angel say to them? Get this. Do not be afraid. I'd say, you've got to be kidding. My God, you know, I wouldn't have lived through that. Please, if I see an angel, please don't let them come like this, you know. And we learn more details in other Gospels. In some, they're described as a young man with a tunic on. This is not your typical cherub with wings floating around fluffily. These are intelligent beings from another dimension in space and time. These, if you want to know the answer, is there intelligent life elsewhere in the universe? The answer is yes, it's right here. You're not going to find that's not a scientific explanation. But they do exist, and we're all going to see them one day. They're in the room with us now. We can't see them. They're not of this creation. They don't belong just in this universe, but in God's world and this universe. That's the angels. Then our Lord Jesus Christ appears. He appears so different that Mary, in another gospel, does not recognize him, even though she loved him so much. She mistakes him for the gardener in another reading. It's a wonderful image. Jesus the gardener, who first planted the Garden of Eden, after all, you know. And here we find another mystery. Jesus looks, sounds, and acts different, and yet it is the same person. We ourselves, according to our faith, believe that when we die, God will one day give us a resurrected body that will have completely different characteristics than the one we have now. Now, some people say that's a myth, that's ludicrous, that can't possibly happen. It biologically violates every law of physics. That is our faith. And it is very real. And there's evidence for it all over the place. There are, as a matter of fact, God seems to be pouring the world out with all kinds of near-death experience stories, almost as if to countervail all the books from atheists who don't know what they're talking about. Almost as if to part the curtain and say, you people on earth, do you realize that life does not end? That I exist? Live for me, choose me. But we have the choice to say no. And that's why God veils himself and hides himself. There are a number of other interesting miracles just in the Catholic Church. I've talked about all of these things at various masses over the years. One of them is Our Lady of Guadalupe. When we look at the picture there, it should not even exist after 500 years. There are so many miracles attached to it, so many things that cannot be explained. That it almost is as if God had sent his card saying, I exist. But again, for some, it can't be true, therefore it isn't true, I'm not going to believe it. We can look at the miracle of Our Lady of Fatima that occurred in 1917. I'm hearing a gurgling sound behind me. There's a waterfall back here. 70,000 people saw the miracle of the sun descend from the sky. It's in the newspaper. Either it was a mass hallucination or God exists. Take your pick. There are only two explanations for it. But on the other hand, if I don't want God, I'm not going to look. It can't be true. Therefore, it's not true. Therefore, let's just put that aside because it doesn't fit my particular plan. And God permits this. He's not going to force us to believe. These are just hints. That's all they are. I had another example. I can't remember what it was. I had a long night last night. What was it? No, never mind. I'm going to make you wait till I think of it. I was in Zaytun, Egypt. Another one of my favorite stories. The Virgin Mary allegedly appeared over a Coptic church. I've been to this church. I went there on my own. This particular vision of Mary, she appeared as light. A door would open and there would be this figure standing on top of the dome. This is 1968. There was no such thing as holography or trick photography. So many people saw it, they put it in the Cairo newspaper, the central newspaper. I picked up a copy of it while I was there. Either she was there or she wasn't. Either God exists or it was a hallucination, and yet there it is in the newspaper. Now, I say this because God is also speaking in your and my life, but he often speaks in a more subtle way. Where now, with spring coming, new life is coming, you know, we have the leaves that fall off the trees. These are obvious examples of life and death and resurrection. But God speaks to us in many ways in our lives, if only we have the ears to hear him. And the world of the future, which is only one step away from us, is actually revealed in the gospel today. This text, I myself have to sit back and look at it every time I hear it. It is the most important text that you can possibly hear on earth. This is the really real Jesus Christ, who created everything, the angels who are real, the world of the future that we are all going to be in. And yet God hides himself and veils his face so that we can make a free choice. And many will choose themselves, their sins, their way of life, because it can't be true, it isn't true, therefore I don't have to believe this, and I can go on living just the way I am, as if God doesn't exist. And this is the way God has set life up. In this world, then, surrounded by miracles, as we are, we ourselves are miracles of existence. All those in the world to come, the ones that have died, the angels, the saints, untold angels, all of them are waiting for you and I, who are now living, to make our decision one way or the other. And all eternity for each of us waits in the balance.